Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for coming. And I thought about talking about something that I've been feeling. That is, and it's about this period of time that we are together virtually. And like all this viral thing brought us into a point that I'm very happy about. Because we meet regularly and we do experiments like more than ever. And I really feel like to take a moment to celebrate this. So if you want to look to everyone here and think about the people that are in the chat, living their own PM world. So I really want to appreciate this, because even if I'm not sometimes in the chat, I feel you growing. And by feeling you growing, I grow also. I feel really the matrix of like inspiration and empowerment. Even if some of us are like a bit away sometimes, I feel like we are all working towards something together. And it's really the space that I want to be like uplifting and empowering, and just holding this call brings me a lot of joy. To be able to show up after like everything that we pass through together. And this importance of being together also with our shadow, with the most difficult work that we do, it's pretty relevant for me right now, because I'm doing birthday this week, and I don't feel like celebrating with my family, for example. And this is something that is touching me. And because there's a superficial layer sometimes with friends and family, that if you don't see me, or if we don't create together the deepness of being together in the shadow or in the most difficult times, I'm feeling like, why should I celebrate something? And this being said, and because I would like to celebrate with you as a centering exercise, I brought something that is joyful. And in the 333, we are actually doing it like a 666 already, almost. And next Friday, we are going to start with joy. So we did anger, fear, sadness for 3 months, each feeling. And now we are going to the fourth. And in the end of sadness, we started doing for 6 minutes. Because it took longer to go into the space of sadness. And I guess we will continue with like 6 minutes, and now with joy. So I invite you to be in this space of checking in with our joy for 6 minutes. And you can turn your mics on, your microphones on. Yeah, so we can we can hear each other, if that's possible. And me and Melina, we tried this exercise, and we did it. So it was quite fun. And also it helped us physically to embody and to connect with the diaphragm. So the diaphragm is actually the structure that is going to vibrate on your body. And that can release like tension and blockage in your physical thing. So the invitation is like, we are going into joy. So I practice already for Friday, and I have how this is gonna happen. And let's see what happens. And if you make a story, or if you laugh, because if you force it until you fake it until you make it, or if there's a funny story that you remember, it's like everything is welcome. Or if you're just laughing because Suzanne or Catherine laugh is very joyful. It's like anything can be. And please, Anna, take care of your belly. Okay, so just like go with it and auto regulation at this point. Okay, so I'm gonna put the timer. 6 minutes. And
oh, do you have a
yeah
I never did 6 minutes of joy purposefully. Okay. Do you have like a hint? Start from the diaphragm?
Yeah, you can put your hands like this.
Yeah.
And just bounce a bit. So
okay.
Let go of like judgment about what can happen, if you need to stand up or lay down. Like, let's just go into joy so we practice this whole feeling. Okay.
Yeah, and also okay. The invitation is to like look at or notice in between what is your body doing. Like, you can also move your hands and also feel where is it in your body, and just mm-hmm. let the diaphragm have space.
Okay.
Yeah. And remember, celebrating what we are doing together. Celebrating.
Coming in.
Keep on going, keep on going.
The diaphragm.
Okay,
check out after this. And yeah, I just found centering and go back to your body again. And thank you for experimenting with me. And this is an introduction to what
I can't hear you.
Celebrating what we've been doing so far. And one of the things that I'm most grateful for is people like opening doors for me. And I'm very curious about this. So I remember quite a few like doors that people opened for me. And it was once like Clinton said, like at the dinner table, like there is no difference between, yes, okay, talk louder. Okay, yeah. So once Clinton said to me that there was no difference between old and new trainers and that the door is open for everyone. And that just opened like a huge door for me. And Chloe once said that, okay, this is already, so this you're past like phase one and you're now in the second phase of showing up and giving to the circles like are around me. That opened another door. Or Habet once said like, yeah, I know you want to write and I can hold space for your writing if you need. So I'm here. Even if we don't talk, you can call me and that opened a different door. So today, and what my research would be about is like, how do we connect to our intuition? So we follow this voice that wants to say something to someone, or how are you opening doors for other people? And how can you open doors for yourself? And entering into this, I found very interesting a process I did with Melina between the feelings practitioner experience we are doing
And what happened with me is that I had my intuition out of my body. It was a field that was not integrated, and I haven't chose a place until that point where to put my intuition.
Joanna, yeah? Sorry, are you open for feedback? Can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
I just realized that at the moment I'm in the space of that was a new experience for me, and I would love to share about that experience, and I realized that I can't really listen to what you say. So maybe a possibility would be to ask first, how was that for you after, you know, just right now, and then share your experiences or your ideas about it. Because at the moment I'm more in my physical body, in my emotional body, rather than in my mental body, and you're talking to my mental body at the moment. So
yeah,
this is awesome, and I'm happy to be that it's awesome.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And it was on purpose that I didn't want to share about this experience of the of the joy. So I will keep on that, and thank you for sharing, and I hope just you sharing brings you more into your body and to be present.
Thank you.
So the experience I would like to do is in couples, and so we go to breakout rooms, and you're going to guide the process to each other, the couple that you are in, about the intuition. So the process will be around 15 minutes for each person. So you choose who is going first. And you start the process by saying, so what's happening with your intuition? Where is it? And you run the process from that point on. So it's like, yeah. Suzanne, you have a question?
No, please continue.
Yeah.
I was just...
So for 15 minutes, you're going to help the other person to bring and have a conversation with the intuition. And how can you do that process yourself? So it's holding space and researching for this specific part of us, of our matrix and being. So we could tap into more fast and using your sword with more clarity when you are in the space or in a space. Is there any question? Yeah.
Can you be? I suppose you just have you have. Thought a bit about intuition. I didn't think about intuition much. So could you probably build me a little bridge with hints where to look or how to guide to go into the process? How to get most out of these 15 minutes?
Yeah, you're making the question and you tapping into your physical, energetic, emotional body and see what happens. Where is that resonating? So just by someone asking you the question, you would have like, yeah, where is my intuition? Mm-hmm. And that was a surprise to me because my intuition was really outside of me. Because I wasn't having a conversation with it. It was quite interesting when I start having the conversation in the process with Melina, is I discover also it's not so much about listening and doing whatever my intuition is saying, is having a conversation. So another part of you decides what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is your space. Like, let's see what comes out and let's share afterwards. What happened with you? Yeah, Vera.
What is intuition?
For me, it's like, most of the time it's like where ideas come from. And it's like, if you have an inspiration or if you have an insight and you don't know where it comes from, it's like that voice or that sensation or that emotion that comes and surprises you. So it's like, it's embody that, it's bringing that to a place that you choose so you can tap into and have a conversation with it whenever you want. Yeah. And not just like Yeah, and explore that. It's really exploring that. That was something, this was last week, so it's quite new also to me. Yeah. Anyone?
So,
yeah. Gabriella?
Okay, so the process is just to figure out where my intuition is. We don't place it back in the body. Let's say if it's outside of the body, we don't do the process of placing it in the body. We just got connected and realize where it is.
No, you do it. You then guide the other person. Okay, where do you want to have your intuition? Maybe you want to have it, it's outside of you, but it's now in your awareness where it is. And so, and start having a conversation with it. So it would be, where is it now? Is it okay that it's there? And how can you talk with it? What is it saying to you right now? Do you want to put it back in your center? Like, where do you put back your authority? So you put back in a place that you want, and you take care of it, and you have a different relationship with it. Yeah, and this is also related to all of the times that we want to say something and we doubt of it, and we don't. We are afraid of putting ourselves in the space, and it's like I sense there's some relationship to us being more confident with what we can bring to a space, or to a relationship, or to a space. Yeah, Catherine.
Can you give me a distinction between my intuition, not my intuition, and my gremlin when she's friendly with me?
That's a great experience for you to have right now on the process. You could experiment on that.
You yeah. cannot give me a distinction, but you propose that I experience it as an experiment.
Yes. Yes, you can ask intuition, how is your relationship with my gremlin or with the gremlin, for example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Alina?
I won't be there for the experiment. And what I feel right now in the space, that it's kind of brainy and in the mental body. And this is on the range of intuition. It's another field. So intuition is really about impulses and experiencing with it.
Thank you so much. And that's exactly where we're going right now, to experience. And are you leaving now, Alina?
Yes.
Okay. Before you go, Melina, I have a question for you. Is that okay? Yes. So you said that it's like impulses and sensations and it does not belong in the intellectual body. And can you say more about, because I have physical impulses, I have energetic impulses, I have so many different flavors. Can you just narrow it down a little more? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really, sorry, but I will not go with this question. It's really going into the intellectual again and explore that in the experience. That for me would be great, Vera, if that's okay with you.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, just ask where, because from the experience you're going to have, possibly you have your answer. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Melina. Thank you for being and joining us.
Thank you for the joy.
Thank you. Okay, I will put you now in breakout rooms and move to... Yeah, okay. And I will send messages about time. And if you need something from me, please ask and I will go and meet you.
Will you, okay. Do you get the messages? Will you get me right in the breakout rooms? Because I don't think so.
No, you ask for my help. You have a button and I can join you on your specific breakout. Yeah. Yeah. I will do three breakout rooms. Okay. Yeah. Go. So I guess this is recording and they are in the experience. I'm in the main room and I'm guiding the process of them asking, where is your intuition and what happened? What's your relationship with it? Where is it? Like, go through and speak from the feelings. What's your connection with it? And what happened if you lost connection with it? Or if you didn't even know that such thing existed? Like, what's the story? What's happening in the moment? Yeah, next step would be go and and explore how where do you want to put it in your body so you can have a conversation, start having a conversation with it. I'm quite curious to see, to know their experience. And the next, if when we change partner, I will join a group. So I'm also inside the process. And it was quite interesting when I did the process with Melina, to understand that because, there was like, for example, my hair was part of my intuition in the past and people made fun of my hair. So there was a big part, I cut it, my intuition, and hide it using like ponytail, like for 30 years and not really embracing all of what like these antennas could be and could receive from outside. So I could choose what to do with it. And the interesting point was really when I start talking to my intuition, it's like, but this is not like, you don't have to do what I say every time. That's not fun for me. The fun part is like the conversation. Now that's an idea. And so when could I do that? Or it's like, it's really establishing this like relationship. Thank you. Before we change, I have this logistical about time. And if you would like to have more time, and for the next changing partners, you two stay here in the main room. So I'm here with you. And yeah, this is it. So this is for you. And let's wait for them so we check on time and... Yeah, you can unmute yourselves and yeah. And how was for you about timing?
For me, it was right when I was saying thank you. You said come to a full stop.
Okay. I'm asking about if it's the timing is okay and if before we change, so I'm aware of timing. Is it okay, this 15 minutes? Yeah? Catherine, you're muted. Unmute yourselves, please. Yeah.
So for us, it was a little bit too short.
Okay. Yeah.
So we didn't come to an end.
Okay.
So I would like to have some 2 or 3 minutes to come to a to wrap it up.
Okay, I will add 2 more minutes to it, okay? Yes, so you go back and then you change partner. And I said to Vera and Tanya to stay here in the main room, so we have also the process recorded for other people. And I will keep sending the broader messages. Also, you know now how it is. I'm doing the breakout rooms again. Okay, and Tanya and Vera don't accept. Okay, go. Okay, so you can start. I'm sending the messages.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Vera.
Please tell me, where is your intuition? Where can you locate it?
I'm scanning my physical body, and at the moment, it's like somewhere in between here, like between my heart and my third eye. It's like oscillating here. Mm-hmm. And it's also somehow moving in my belly. But it feels like it's like it also my energetical body.
So it's in your physical body between your third eye and your heart, but also moving in your belly and also in your energetic body.
Yes. Yes, it's
what is your relationship to it?
I'm not really taking care much of this relationship. Like, it sometimes the intuition comes in and sometimes if I want it to come in, then nothing happens. What I discovered in the past was when my energy level is high, then it's easier to connect with it. And also when I'm, oh, and that touches me when sadness comes up, when there are no structures or not, I mean, these rigid structures of.
Yeah, stay with your feet. Stay with your feet. Yeah.
These rigid structures of society are, or of, you know, of job or organizations are gone, then I'm more connected with it. Like in places like Maui, Hawaii, or Ibiza, there is something coming in, like, it's like sometimes it's like a picture or a thought or okay, we have to do something else, or I want to do something else, or oh God, a car is coming, even though I'm not seeing it yet. Yeah. So at the moment, yeah, it's really hard to localize it right now. It's like what I just said, it's like moving a little bit and it's hard to connect with it at the moment because cool. I want it.
Move towards connecting with it from your energetic body and from your heart. Yeah, it seems that there's a connection between your heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, to send a heart connection, to just make contact with your intuition. And maybe a feeling will start rising or a sensation or... What's going on?
It's a feeling of sadness. Yeah.
Because?
Because I connect with my heart. This feeling, sadness of connection.
Yeah.
And
how does your intuition respond to that meeting, that contact?
It's at the moment I have a sensation of this, of my heart beating, and it's very soft and tender, and my mind is very calm and I feel very, there's a sensation of being present in this alignment, aligned.
Yeah. there's alignment and presence. And if you were to speak with your intuition and ask it a question,
there's a slight old emotion of fear coming up.
The old emotion of fear, yes.
And it might disappear right away or not answer.
Yeah. Stay with it. Honor that feeling, that emotion, and stay with the heart connection. Maybe also maintain your feet, like, notice the connection of your feet as well. Yeah, to stay in the present. What would you like to ask it? What will you ask it? If you want, you can say, what do you have for me?
Yeah, it's something like that. What do you have for me?
Yeah, go. Yeah, let that come out. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, what's happening?
I feel sad because I'm not listening to too much, or not following too much to that intuition, and I feel sad about this.
Yeah. So what happened?
My mind always doubting what my intuition says.
Yeah. So your mind always doubting of your intuition. Oh.
Most of the times, yes.
Yeah.
It feels sad about that.
Yeah.
It's like this sadness comes out of this.
Yeah. And what happened? So you did that. When did you disconnect from your intuition? Yeah. Mm.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yes, when I was a child.
When you were a child.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah,
yeah, go there.
Yeah. Yes. Let all that those feelings come out. when you disconnected with your intuition?
It was just not safe to follow it.
Yeah, it was not safe
to follow. I could not.
Why was it not safe to follow him?
Because of my dad.
How did your dad make it unsafe?
I could not. It was hard to know what he was and what mood he was in, and so and when he was in a bad mood, and he would beat me, so it was safer to be invisible. And yeah,
your dad made it unsafe because sometimes he would be in a bad mood and he would hit you.
Yeah.
And you didn't know which mood he could be in.
Yeah.
You had to disconnect from your intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's huge. That's really where you just stop listening to your intuition. And knowing that, how can you bridge again to your intuition? And start having like a different relationship with it. Yeah.
When I come back to my
center
and my four bodies, and especially to my physical body and emotional body, when I come back to my heart.
Yeah, so you can do this now. You can pick your intuition wherever it was, and you can put it back where you want it, so you can have relationship with it. It can be physical. It's like, see, what can you do now so you own it, so you could put it back to the place where you want it, and you know it's there for you.
And you can ask your intuition, how can I bring you closer to me, and see what it says.
Can I bring you closer to me?
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything, but there's this sensation here in my heart space, and it's like warm vibrating sensation.
So try, move your intuition with your energetic hands into that warmth, into that warm in your chest. And welcoming it with that warmth. You can even tell it there's a space for you here.
There's space for you.
Yeah. Home here. Yeah. Tanya, just stay with that with that holding of your intuition. And we are coming to a close of this part of the process, and I want you to just stay in that same space, even when other participants come into the room. And I'm holding space for you still.
Thank you.
Yeah, take as long as you need. Yeah.
Wrong button.
Yeah, so we wait for the others that are coming. And just stay connected with your process.
I need to pee urgently.
How was it for you? What have you discovered, and feel different? What's happening with you right now?
So I'm really delighted because with Anna we found an experiment to go into the intuition over the door of joy. So to follow there where the joy is, to follow the path of joy. And this is my experiment. So because before I had the intuition, it was like clouded through my everyday life, so my numbness in everyday life, and I always had to like go down with the numbness bar, so activate my fear, and then the fear of fear came, and somehow I was stuck with my intuition. And then we found out that probably the joy is a much bigger door opener for intuition.
Thank you. And that's interesting because when I did this process, I was afraid of my intuition. I was afraid to listen to it because I was not trusting it. So it was like breaking through the fear of having this contact so I could really listen. And that also is bringing fear into conscious. Yeah. Thank you.
My process was so interesting. So my whole box was like, I have no idea what are you talking about intuition? Like, how do I know where it is if I don't know what it is or what, you know? And then kind of shifted that to the side and started speaking from not knowing. And what came out was that intuition was in all of my bodies, and it was, it's in all of my bodies. and it's constantly communicating with all of the bodies of the trees and the chairs and the other animals and the ground and Gaia. It's like a fabric, like almost like a tangible fabric that, like the question, Tanya asked me a question, like how does it come to you? And it was like, well, I'm just plugged in. It was like this, I'm just plugged in. And so it's always like coming. And what I need to do is to extract myself from pain, from the attention that I keep to the, you know, box middle world stuff thing, or like to the constructs. And then I'm just there. And it was, yeah, it, and then in the end there was, you know, do you want to stay in the same place? And there was this clear sensation in my lower back that I wanted to strap on a little bit more, you know, like adjust to the backpack tightness kind of thing. And so I did it. I went like, yes, I'm going to strap on. And then I just, it was like, I had a lot of rigidity, and so I loosened up a little bit and I could move again. It was so, yeah, there's something about in all of the bodies for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I would like to hear all of you. I'm so curious. Who's next?
Me. I it's not directly with the intuition. I have the feeling, for me, the intuition doesn't fit in the middle world functionality. And there's sort of a lot of survival mode. I have the feeling I which is need to deal with before. But what I felt in the second part with Susanne, how much joy it is to hold space. And I have the feeling my bodies are relaxing into holding space and having this field of exploration. And I think also that is connected to my intuition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I rediscovered that my intuition is only talking to me, or I listen to it only when I'm in high energy mode, and when I'm in a space where there's no structure and I'm not running and thinking all the time. And that I decided to not listen to it long time ago. And so for me it was kind of mostly I could feel it in my physical body and in my somehow in an energetical body, but then came very strongly through the sadness. And so having it here in my heart space is now, yeah, it feels like that's the place for it, and that's the place where I can connect with it more intentionally, or without more intentionally.
Yeah, and I assisted Tanya's process, and it would be really interesting if you start a conversation with it. Like saying hello, I felt you put it back to a place where you can feel it and connect with it. The next step will be like, hello, who are you? What are you? What can we do together? And how can we do this together? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine, no. Gabriela, would you like to say something?
Uh,
I'm still a little bit liquid, and I'm also menstruating today, so it's probably perfect time to work with the intuition. I had this, I have strong connection to my intuition, and I could easily feel it, like the shape it was in my body. And then around, just below the solar plexus, it was coming out from the back as a kind of half of the donut. And this part was very misty, like was going like this big, like here. So here it was like very dense, and I could really shape and feel it, like from my yoni through my belly to here. And then that part from here was misty, and I could sense it, but yeah. So I made a process of receiving it back in my body. And my intuition told me that it wants to be back in my body. So I can hear the words. So I can hear full sentences rather than sensations and hints. So I can hear whispering of, even whispering. So the process of receiving, it was process actually of receiving it back. It wasn't taking it back, it was receiving it back in my body. Also, like in the top of my body, mostly also head. I really felt like it was full body experience. I really went liquid, even intellectually. I was like, and the door of, and then when I received it, I still had to, I felt like really, like my body's, I felt like my body's don't, feel part of intuition as a, something strange, something that doesn't belong. So through energetical body, I kind of invited the core of kind of dance with my energetical body, and through my energetical body it could like kind of like a sponge, my bodies were like sucking in the intuition like a sponge. I don't know if it's, this is how the process was, but the gateway was through energetical body.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow, thank you. Because we have different distinctions now and experiments that we can do. And so the next, I had like three or more things to do, but I choose to do one. And this is related to your intuition again, and how you open doors for other people. How can you open doors for other people? So we go again in breakout rooms, and yes?
It's, what time do we finish this meeting?
At 5.
Yes.
But we have 15 minutes for feedback that is designed, no? That's what we agreed. That's why it started 15 minutes earlier. Or did it start 15 minutes earlier or not?
Yeah, 56. So actually we are taking 15, I guess 15 minutes would be after it, I thought, no? It's, so we take, shorten it to feedback.
Yes, so the sessions, instead of one being 1 hour and a half, are now added 15 more minutes so that in the end we can get, have those 15 minutes to feedback. That's what I wanted to do.
So we didn't do that. We opened the space for logistics 15 minutes before, and we choose to end on time. So I didn't took care of the feedback. Okay, so what would you like to do? To go feedback or do another process? I want to do another
process. Yeah, it feels to me like one more process would be good to make use of what I integrated.
Yeah, I feel that too.
And I have 7 minutes for feedback.
Yeah, 5 minutes for feedback in the end. And I will continue here if someone can stay and give me feedback also after it. Mm-hmm. It for me, it's beautiful. Okay, thank you, Vera. And so we go to breakout rooms, and partner, you choose who's starting, and the other person asks you, how are you opening doors for other people? Or how can you open doors for other people? And this is tapping into your magic. That's where possibly you find between your intuition and how can you do that more? How do you do that? So let's experiment.
What do you mean your magic?
I mean the qualities you have that are hidden, so you bring conscious to them, to your qualities. And this was the next part of the session I would love to do with you, maybe another time. And we did it in the Trainer Path gathering, is we bring to conscious how do we do our magic. So yeah, also how can we open doors for other people? How can you do that consciously? Yeah. Okay. Can I have some thumb up? Yeah, great, thank you. So maybe Gabriella and Catherine, you maybe can stay here and the others go to breakout rooms. Okay, go.
I don't have a breakout room.
You don't? Something happened with it. So I go with you. So you go, Anna?
With Susanne.
Now I see. There was something. Okay, you go now to Susanne. Thank you. Okay, so choose who starts.
I don't want to start.
Okay, so you'll be asking the question, Gabriella. Yeah. How can you open doors for other people? Or how are you doing that?
Catherine, would you unmute yourself?
Small wonder you didn't hear I was going first.
Okay, yeah. My intuition told me to be second. Okay, how can you open doors for other people that are doing that? Who are doing that? How can you open doors for other people?
I can open doors for other people when I'm centered and staying with me. And I can open doors for other people when I'm making a space for them, holding a space for them. And I can open doors to other people with my joy. I can open doors to other people while I'm talking out of the unknown and in poems and I open doors to other people with my colors of love. I can open doors to other people by feeling the wood of the doors.
Yes, go.
Can you be more specific?
I don't want to be specific now. And I do not want to be judged either.
Yeah, continue speaking without knowing.
Yes, let me do it, Joanna. Don't push me. Yeah?
I'm not pushing you, just go, Catherine.
Yes. I am there are the songs and the poems and speaking to the plants and speaking with the plants and asking the plants what, and also the wood that is, what the doors to the other people would be. And then thinking the doors as kind of creating them, not thinking, but painting them. So this is a space of roses and of plants and of wood, what I was talking about, making spaces. And they are round. They are not spaces in cubes.
Mm-hmm. Slowly coming to the end.
Yes, and I can open doors to other people by letting the songs in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I wrote it down, so later I can send you.
What?
I wrote it down.
Oh, thank you. Well,
so it's... later I can send you.
Gabriela Clara. How can you open doors to other people? And for other people?
You can open doors for other people by touching, by sliding my hand into small cracks and touch it with gentleness and make the crack softer and then go through the layers with the touch and with the softness that softens and opens and opens and opens. Yeah. I can open the doors to other people by sinking in, by softly penetrating, like the mist, like the fog penetrates the earth. Slowly but steadily, and it's not like not like a lightning, not like a lightning hit that goes hard and breaks in half, but more like pulpating. It's like a pulpating. I can like a palpating sensations. I can open doors to people by also by by like shooting with light. Whatever it is. This is it. And then the light comes. Like a laser a little bit.
And please slowly come to an end.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold space for that feeling and let's stay with it a bit longer until the others come. Thank you. We are here again, and we have 4 minutes until the final closure, and space is open for checkout and feedback.
I love to go. I don't know when Gwendolyn comes back, but then I have to leave. I'm really grateful for your space holding. It's very sharp, the space. And like clear yes and no. It felt a bit bumpy for me, so sometimes I felt like, okay. But it kept rolling. So it was a bit like, I don't know, there's a game where balls go to the side, boom, boom, boom. But they know where to go. So, yes, thank you for this clearness that you bring into the space. And your enthusiasm about finding things out. This really gives me a lot. For this second part, I would love to have a tiny bit more time and to have a sharing about this. I don't know if there's time about, I won't put this in now.
Yeah, you can check out, it's checkout and feedback.
Yeah. Yes, I'm inspired from this. I love this work, I don't like my other work. I'm grateful for meeting with you and having such a, it was really a space where I can take things out that make a difference. And I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful, I don't know if it's necessary to say, but to have less, I feel like this and this and more and a nourishing new something. Like, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go next because I have a meeting coming very soon. I also experience a bit of the bumpiness of this now they're doing this and now they're doing this. And I felt, I appreciate the clarity as well. And I, for me, there was this flag that came up about listening to the people that you're holding space for. Somehow, sometimes in the interrupt, like you would talk over someone who's sharing, or the also Tanya asked for something and you made your choice to say, no, we're not going to go there. And there was also no necessarily like an explanation. What was the, like, why, you know, why do you shift that from when, why was she denied whatever the request of having time for processing that? So there's like a thing about listening to the others. I wasn't in the very beginning, so I don't know if there was context on the joy practice, but it's yeah. So I didn't understand what was the purpose of that, which is that's part like I wasn't here. So for me, I didn't get what the transition between the joy and then the next exercise. So, but that's my bad. And yeah, I think that's just it. Thank you so much for daring.
Thank you.
Going, go.
Also, I can share how I did this session, so you have it with you, and you can read what the introduction, the context, and everything, and how I do it. So, yeah. Thank you.
I need to go.
Thank bye you. Bye. Bye.
Bye,
Vera.
If someone else has to go soon, just jump.
Yeah, I also have to go in 2 minutes. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for holding that space. It was, I saw this high potential of going to this unknown space. And I really also enjoyed the clarity. And I was missing the clarity at the beginning. Maybe I didn't listen too much, but also this, the flow of having this joy exercise, and it would be maybe enough to just announce, okay, we're just doing this as a physical exercise or whatever it might be, and then we won't share about it, just to announce it in the front, at the front, and then, yeah, so that was some coaching as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I would say go.
And how? What did you took from it, and how was it for you?
Me?
Yeah.
From the laughing?
No, from the session itself.
From the session. Well, it was my main exploration, which I'm currently doing at the moment, is intuition. Is about intuition. Is about my being. So it's like it's. It somehow supported me to get closer to the connection, or have more connection with my intuition. So that was really great. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
And I will have another call, so thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I would cut in.
Susanne, go.
Okay. For me, I like this experiment very much. And thank you for preparing it and putting in this context of joy. So that opened the door for me to realize that there is a connection between intuition and joy for me. For me, it's always when I'm not into a certain issue, like intuition, I personally need more time or more distinctions. So if I get more distinctions in the beginning, I can get into a deep dive very, very, very fast. But if I don't have the distinction and I have to find out the distinction for myself, like what is my intuition and where is it? And so I personally need more time. And this might also be due to the format of Zoom. It might be that in personal contact, it's easier for me. Mm-hmm. And this is just for me, personal. Thank you. And I'm so glad you put up this issue, intuition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine. Yes. I also need a lot of time. And the subject of intuition calls for vacuum for me. And I experienced vacuum a lot in our breakout session with Gabriela Clara. So this was a big vacuum. I did not experience it in the big room due to the lack of time, actually, for me, lack of time.
It was me.
Okay. And I love the subject, and there's a lot of questions, as always for me, being left over to find out about, and it's another loose end. So the subject of intuition is not finished with me, And I thank you for it, for bringing it up. And I do have a very definite question about my question is about the difference between intuition and the unknown, a solid way of tapping into the unknown. So if you're linked, connected to the unknown, what's the distinction between that and your intuition? So this question I will follow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm happy to be the last one at the end because I could kind of integrate. So what I experienced during how you held the space was, at the beginning I felt a little bit of irritation, and it was, and I now I connected with this bumpiness maybe, but now at the end I feel that you were quite integral. There was quite integrity in between you and the space you held. That you, I want to like using the words in English. I want to acknowledge that it was brave. In my opinion, it was brave to stay with stay like. Because the topic was intuition, and you kind of, in a way, forced the group to not to be in a head, not to ask too many questions, but have directly the experience. So it was the agent of intuition was invited to the space right of the beginning, and. And that was against the logic a bit, because logical would be to explain a little bit more, to give some intro into the what is this exercise about, what this would be about, have some sharings. And this was against the structure. So I'm like with this, I notice what I notice, and I'm finishing with what I've noticed, and I think I need to stay with it a little bit longer, but I appreciate that you brought this topic, and there's lots more to exercise and to research. And if anyone wants to carry on, I'm in. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It has like a wrap up. Like, I'm very glad to have this experience with you. And I mean, I had the process like last week. So for me, it's quite new also. And from all your experiences about the process, like, I have more like hints and maybe more distinctions will come out of your sharings. Yeah, so I would like also to keep like on this topic, because it's, for me, it's bridging the invisible to manifestation. And I really like to, I would like to have myself a more easy connection to what the universe is, what channel am I? What kind of channel am I? And how can I communicate that? Like, with something that it's coming out of the universe or the earth, and then I can be like the channel of it, and how can I do it in the five bodies? So thank you so much. And yeah, we will continue to experience together. I know that. So I will send my file.
Are you interested in questions and in distinctions that we find and in results of our experiments on intuition?
Yes, of course. And I know, like, sometimes I stay thinking, like what Gabriela said, like I go home and I experience, and then like, now I know why I felt this in the space. So also has feedback. If you have something popping that you want to tell me, like, yeah, now Joanna, I know this, the bumpiness was related to this, or it was my fear, or it was your fear in the space, or so. Mm-hmm. I know that of me, that's, so I'm open, just message me personally. And also those questions you can message personally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that brings more clarity in another experiment, for example. I would love to continue with this and with the magic and the qualities. So I'm totally open for it.
I have, for me, is a sudden knowing, but knowing is the wrong word, a sudden certainty. Goodbye. Hi. A sudden certainty that something is like this, or will be, or could come, a sudden certainty. Whereas the going into the unknowing is more a kind of probing. I find my way too, but it's not a sudden certainty. Hey, this way I go. It's more seeing with my feet while I'm going. And intuition is more yes. It's a big yes. This is what it is, or yes, this is the danger, for instance, as well. So with me, it's also linked with my emotional body of fear. Well, not with my emotional body of fear, with my emotional body and fear. Mm-hmm. And this certainty, this sudden yes, for me is what I found out about intuition so far. That's a distinction between intuition and going with the unknowing, and both of them are not the same.
Yeah,
That's all. Thank you. That's all. I could go with this. The certainty is a for me is a like a marker
Are you the intuition.
Certainty or uncertainty?
The uncertainty. It's like a certain taste or feeling in my body of stability and clarity coming together, and the unknowing, as you described it, is more like the path is going under my feet. So it's totally different sensation in the body for me.
Yeah, thank you. And this was like 15-minute process. I did 1 hour around this with Melina. And there was lots of stories about my intuition and what happened to it. And I got really cool insights about my relationship with it and what blocked it. What, when, and why, and maybe this will bring then more clarity in when we have more space to do it.
We could take this as an experiment. One of these experiments, what we are going to do at the meeting, Trainer Path meeting in August.